98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk Diamondbacks baseball with a D-backs broadcaster, the Booth.
With the Fat Jack, I'm back, you back, we back, the D-backs.
Presented by Woodbridge by Robert Mondavi, the official wine of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, we back, the D-backs.
All right, we got D-backs starting a series at Chase Field tonight against the Seattle Mariners, and joining us on the line right now to talk about it is the one and only Greg Schulte. Greg, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, and I was going to congratulate you tomorrow when I saw you doing the BP show, but I'll congratulate you right now, Luke.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you better do a good job, because now he's leading into my show, Greg, so I told him
okay.
Better do a good job leading into the Burns and Gambo show.
That's a prerequisite, huh?
Hey, listen, real pressure now.
I'm going to have baseball take a back seat for a second. I want to just spend some time with you talking about the amazing job that the Diamondbacks organization did. And I always say they are the absolute best in giving back to this community. But yesterday they launched the Nicole Hazen Fund for Hope to support the Ivy Brain Tumor Center. They raised $1.5 million. They donated $1.5 million. I believe they've raised $3.3 million on the night. And it's a tremendous day. A lot of us in the industry know that Mike Hazen, the general manager of the Diamondbacks, his wife, Nicole, is suffering from the brain cancer. And we're all praying for her and the family. But what the Diamondbacks did by starting this foundation is fantastic.
No doubt about it. And, you know, it was a touching moment last night at the 14th annual Evening on the Diamond, which was put off this year until September, of course, because of all the issues with COVID and everything. But it was well attended. And now they've pushed all of a sudden. The foundation over the years has donated to the Arizona community. John, you were talking about that, what the Diamondbacks give back, $75 million. They eclipsed the $75 million mark last night since the inception the foundation back in 1997. But at the top of the list, of course, is what happened last night for Mike, Nicole, and their four boys. And you were correct, $1.5 million to launch the Nicole Hazen Fund for Hope in support of Barrow and also the Ivy. So big night, and the field's ready to go here for baseball now tonight.
Yeah, I want to really credit Ken Kendrick and Derek Cole and the organization, because I truly mean this. I mean, they are amazing. The Diamondbacks organization at giving back to this community and supporting this community. I'm just going to give some more information. We'll talk baseball. The fund supports physicians and researchers at Barrow Neurological Institute's Ivy Brain Tumor Center in Phoenix. It's the very same center treating Nicole. The D-backs say it will help fund research and clinical trials to find new therapies for brain cancer. People can make donations. I will put it out on my Twitter page, but if you go to the Diamondbacks Twitter page, you could find all the information for those of you that want to make a donation. I will be making a donation this weekend as well to support the Diamondbacks and all the great things that they do. So just want to applaud everybody in the organization. I thought that was a great night, Greg.
Yeah, I was, and thank you for that, and I'm glad we led with that here tonight on our little talk.
All right, let's talk some baseball. I mean, it's been a tough season, we know that, but we have seen a lot of these young kids get an opportunity to play. Paven Smith, Josh Rojas, Dalton Varsho, you know, guys that are going to be a big part of the Diamondbacks' future. We've got an opportunity to see these kids play, and some of them have really taken advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, and I think you can throw Josh Van Meter into that group, too. He's getting a chance to play some third base now, but that's what we have to do. You know, with a record of 45-90 coming in, a couple of months in May and June where they won 8 and lost 48, I've never been through anything like that. I thought 2004 was a lot of tough nights at the ballpark as they lost 111 ball games. This year's ball club will not do that. The last couple of months, they've won some ball games. They won 11 in July, won 11 in 12, won 11 last month, won their first game in September. I think we have seen with people getting healthy again, they're playing much better baseball. But you're right. You know, I think Josh Rojas, Paven Smith have really taken advantage of the opportunities to play, be it infield or outfield, and they both played those positions. And Dalton Varsho, I think this last time he came up, he looks like a completely different ball player, and anxious to see these guys, you know, take it down through the end. They're playing a whole month later than they've ever played before. Of course, in the minor leagues, things usually ended in August, so we'll see how they go through the month of September now.
Talking to Greg Schulte, Greg, Madison Bumgarner getting the start tonight. Came out of that injury, and really, he had six quality starts out of seven starts, and the seventh one was a good one, too. These last two, though, have been rough. He was very critical of himself after the loss to Philadelphia on Sunday. What has been the difference here over these last couple starts?
Well, I think, you know, his second time he faced the Phillies in a week, and, and he's going to criticize himself, and he was always, you know, he gets upset with himself. He gets upset with anything. Just look at him out there on the mound. He's upset with the umpire. He's upset with this. He's upset with that. That's just kind of his nature. He's always been that way. He talks to other players. He talks to himself. I think he'll get things righted. And I think the other thing you look at, he knows he's playing the ball club and pitching against a ball club that's still trying to get to the postseason in Seattle, and that's a little bit more incentive to come out there and right the ship. But, you know, location, and you look at his numbers, the last start, he walked four. He walked three in the start prior. So, before that, he walked one in about four or five consecutive ball games. Didn't have any walks in the ones prior to that. So, you know, throw the ball over the plate, don't walk people, and he'll get the job done.
You know, Greg, I think when you see a team struggling like the Diamondbacks, it's hard to project forward. When I look at next year, you know, Bumgarner and Gallen and Merrill Kelly, who I'm a big fan of, and then of Luke Weaver, and we're just never sure what we have with Luke, but that was a tremendous outing the other day for him. I mean, they missed so many starters this year. I find it very possible that they could get back to being a decent team next year if this pitching comes back intact.
Yeah, at one time they had four of their five starters out, and of course it always starts with the pitching, and when you've got other guys filling in who have not pitched a lot of innings in the major leagues, you're kind of grasping at things. But now that those guys are back, and I agree, I think Luke Weaver showed a very positive outing the other day. He's teased us with that before. Ugh. And hopefully, you know, this was not a tease. Hopefully this is the real deal now. And he'll kind of settle in. He's pitched well at Chase Field. Let's see what happens when he takes it out on the road. But you're right, Bumgarner, you know, he's back. He's rebounded this year. Merrill Kelly was having an outstanding season before he went out on the injured list. Now he's battling through COVID. And then, of course, Zach Gallen's had a year. I think Zach is not happy. The Diamondbacks, not real happy with it. But if he can close out September, pitch well, I think that gives everybody a better feeling going into the postseason. Or I should say the offseason.
Greg, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, the 20th anniversary World Championship celebration.
Ooh, hard to believe.
Should be, yeah, first of all, yes, it is hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
It should be pretty crazy, though, there tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully we have a nice crowd on hand here. And, you know, to honor that team, which was, you know, still the only the major sport champion in the state of Arizona. And it all culminated on that November 4th night in 2001. And I always tell the story, it sure didn't look good with Rivera going through the Diamondbacks in the eighth inning, taking them out for the ninth. But, you know, Gracie leads off with a double, and 11 pitches later, the Diamondbacks won the World Championship. So it was a fun year. It was a fun run there from about 99 through about 03. And hopefully the Diamondbacks can get back there someday.
Greg Schulte, great stuff as always. We'll see you out there tomorrow for the celebration, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.